got me. I'm really bad. So he asks me like, if you do the panic, the Russian is coming to us. Some melee and matter in my reasons. According to the female, when we passed, there was this Havni's mood there. So even the matter with my lawyers, because he's not his son, he should be there. That's what happened. Pius Rashi, the Rabbi Yudhi, the Hoche, clearly the Rabbi Yudhi, Doroshin is Havni. Aber nam clearly the Rabbi Shimon, the Doroshin is Havni. The page says, the day of the Kuk, Lema, the whole animals of the way corruption. And we hear a lena of the two of the Pshin and Ege, the Havroche Rosa. You hold the honor of Pshin and Dovash in his Havin Mutea, Haini to the Inchais and Dovash in his Havin Lassis. Havroche, his Havin Lassis, Masha Ways. So what is this to say? And the Rami goes, I want to mention it. I mentioned it in connection with the Rashbor, not long ago, the Rashbor. About someone who closes the door of the house in which there is a tzvi, and he has a double kavanah. Number one, guard the house against an avi. Number two, to keep the tzvi trapped in the house. So since he has both kavanahs, and he can lock the door anyway, even if the tzvi hadn't been there, because he's always accustomed to lock the door in order to protect the house against an avi. So mainly it's not to have both covenants. And the Rami is holy. And the Rami says, needless to mention, in the case where Imam is holy, both covenants, of course, it's also. But even if he has only one covenant to protect the house against Mele, it's also also because of the situation, the European situation. So that in connection with that flash board, so I mentioned that this element. Anyway, we have here the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says that when Rabbi Huda says that no matter my name is Osea, so it's Rabbi Huda the Tane, Paskins like Rabbi Huda the Tane, the Dovashim is Rami is Osea. Changing, our Huda says that we pass like Rashim, the Dovashim is Rami is Osea. Matter in my way is also Mutea because he's not mishaving that it should be there being. So Tesis is Chalik and says the people of Shimon made it, the Hoche Osa, the whole the Omer of Shimon Dovashim is having Mutea, Haini Tidin Shimei, Tidin Sheise, Dovashim is having Lassese, Abel Hoche is having Lassese, Mashuwez. So this already explains what's the machlokes between Rashi and this. According to Rashi, so mishaven doesn't mean mishaven to the pool, to the act that constitutes a misa, constitutes a bocha, constitutes a misa. But he has to be mishaven to the tzura of the bocha, to the result, not just to the act of the Neloche, the act of the Isa, but to the Tzure of the Neloche, the Tzure of the Isa as well. So maybe Rashi says, in the case, according to Rashi, the Tovashim is Chavim is Mutea, so in order to be also according to Rashi, he must be Mishavim. What does it mean he must be Mishavim? Not only Mishavim to the Pule, but to the Tzura of the Isa, the Tzura of the Meloche, as well, so even though Matal Milo, it still should be Mila. Because, why is it Matal Milo? Because it smells it being. It looks like being. That's the way of builders. They put up one row of bricks, then on top of it, another row of bricks, then on top of it, the third row of bricks, on top of it, the fourth row of bricks. So it's no matter what I see, but he's not mishaving that it should be the way builders do it. He's not mishaving anything. He just is mishaving to lay out the logs of wood so that he will have them ready whenever he wants to make it fire. he's just interested in laying out eggs. So whenever I guess to use the eggs, so he didn't use them to be available. So this is how, and the easiest way for him to lay out the eggs, and it weighs, he's no matter why, but he's not mischav. So he's not mischav to the surah of the Isa. What even why? It's in Lachar Rabban, yes, not in that case. Melzik in the Kaya, because that is the surah of the Isa. Surah of the Isa is to start from the bottom and go up. That's the surah of the Isa. It is not mischav to the surah. So Rashi says a contradiction is not a case with Israel, because this is all that mishaven only means just the mishaven to the pool of the Israel. The pool of the Noach. What is the pool of the Noach of the intentions? Of putting at the bottom a row of larger wood or bricks, and then on top of it another row. That with another one. That's the pool. So even though, even according to Rav Shimon, it's also because it is having mammals. So this already says the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos is, what does it mean, is having mammals? According to Rashi, is having mammals means not only yes to be is having to the pool, yes to be is having to the tzura of the rock. Is having to the tzureis, the result, and if he's not is having to the tzure, the tzure is derabim. What's derabim? No matter what, he's not is having derabim. Even though he's is having to put down lines of wood one on top of the other, of course he is having. But so he's is having to the tzure, not to the tzure, the result. So according to Tosfos, that's considered Mishab Mamish. According to Rashi, it's not considered Mishab Mamish. So the Meile, I think, the Mechleket between Tosfos and Yuma, and Tosfos and Tosfos, and from Tosfos as the Kasha against Tosfos and Tosfos, because from Tosfos assume that Tosfos and Yuma is a good point. Tosfos and Yuma is like Tosfos and Tosfos. That Mishab Mamish means only if you are mishaven to the pool, even if you're not mishaven to the tzur, to the result. So but not this Moshe. Even if he's not mishaven to the result, there should be an outlet and an inlet. That's the tzur, that's the result. He's only mishaven to squeeze out pus, not to make an opening. So what constitutes the act, the pulling of making an opening? Squeezing out the pus. So that, but he's not mishaven to the tzure, to the result of the miracle, of having the new letter and the now like Pesach, the Achris, and the Eze. But the Pule is mishaven, so according to this Pule, mishaven means being mishaven to the Pule. According to the Pule, Zuke is like Rashish. Mishaven means that he's not mishaven to the tzura, even if he's mishaven to the pulling, but not to the result, so it's considered any mishaven. Alright, so we have that machlekes between the Tosfos in Yume, and Tosfos in Yume. So that's the Tarasan to the discussion. In other words, the Tosfos in Yume is like Rashi Shikun Beis, that Mishabe means when one is Mishabe to the pool of the Melach, of the Isa. But it's not Mishabe to the result, to the Tzure, it's also considered enemies. Now, here, alright, that's in regard to Matis Mor. So that we understand. But the question is, Tosfos asks here, Avon Saskosh, if the creation of Michael Yosef and Michael Marabi says, what is washing she soft on the group on Potter and Mutter? Hoyo, the Mitzoy, the Mind by Yitzi. The hashtag of the Mitzoy, Hoyo, the Mitzoy, Hoyo, the Mitzoy. Why? According to the Leaf. What does the Rebbe say? The Rebbe says, if Tzichreishet Leichtes Lei Bizosa. So he says, if Tzichreishet Leichtes Lei Bizosa. And it's only Nika Vimokimitze, or Vimokimitzare, so why is crushing to Sochtan Zvuk on Mutter? It should be also because it's a situation with them. Why is question to Sochtan a situation? Why is situation? Situation is only shy. Situation is only shy. Then he's not mishaven to the Melach. Whether it means not mishaven to the pool of the Melach, or not mishaven to the tzur of the Melach, even if he's mishaven to the pool of the Melach, but it's not mishaven to the zol, to the tzur, so it's also got to mishaven. But here in the case of Prashim Tishosta, so Bishlei may regard to Matis Mios, you understand? Because what is the Melach of Matis Mios? A binyan, binyan of Matis Mios. So, let's say binyan. All Matis Mios doesn't make any difference. So what is Binyan? What is Pesach? Pesach means the Hachnis lens. If there is a new lens and the now lens, the Hachnis lens. So what is the pulley that is involved in making the Pesach? Squeezing out the pot. How do you make it pulley in Pesach? In the market. How? By squeezing out the pus. So then there is a hole, like the cavity, as a result. So that's the pull-up, pulling out the pus. So Teisva Siyune agrees with Teisva Shitin, Beitza Dachon Grace, that how you go to New Mato, Mayo is considered a Skalmash. Even our leader to Rav Shimon is also. Why? Even though he is not mishaving to have a God in him, but he's mishaving to do the pull. He's mishaving to do the pull of arranging logs of wood, one on top of the other, on top of the other. So he's mishaving to the pull, his mom is mishaving. But Rashi says, no, it's in mishaving. Because the Melacha does not consist in putting log of wood on top of one on top of the other. It consists in their opinion. And he's not mishaving to have it done in accordance with the pattern of an edifice, of a bina. So melee is in mishaving. So here too, an apis mulse, what is the mloche is a Pesach. A Pesach for half a clay. A nimlet and an hour. So, but what fully is involved in making the Pesach for half a clay? Squeezing out the pus. Thereby making an opening. So it's Mishcham Mamash. So Tesis Mimimimimimimimim says it's Mishcham Mamash. But Tesis in Ksubes agrees in the Shiva of Rashi in the Israel. That even when one Mishcham to the Puna of the Mishcham, he's not Mishcham to be dissolved to the Tsuva of the Mishcham. The Tsuva is to have a new letter and outlet. A person that is in Mishcham to have an inlet and outlet, because our race is not interesting at all. He's not mishaven. He's mishaven only to squeeze out the pus. So if we say that he had one or two pulleys enough to make it mishaven manage, fine. But if we say that in order to be mishaven manage, he has to be mishaven to the result as well, not only to the pulley. Here he's not mishaven to the result of having the Pesach of the Hachmiz. So that's in respect to Matis Moses. So you can listen. But when Tesis mentioned Russian Shisokhtan Gufan as an example of Shisokhtan Gufan, there is the point. Here it appears that it is definitely Mishab Mamet. What is in Lost? In Lost is in Tari. What is in Tari consisting? The Tari consists of separating juice from the Eichel. He is having, when he squeezes out the juice from the pickle, what he is having? To separate the juice from the Eichel from the juice. So it is Ham Mamish. But it's Lachashin Tzerel Gufa. Lachashin Tzerel Gufa is the Vakashu. that without siren is so genius, it is also. So then he doesn't have to ask against the door, against the ring, he can ask according to everybody. So Jesus assumes he answered this, that not only Matis Mus is not considered his father, and we have to resolve the situation, but even crushing his soft on the Gufan is not considered his Hamadis. And we have to resolve, we have to have recourse to the concept of the situation. But here is definitely meaning that it is Hamadis. What is Ruach HaMifarim? What is Mifarim? Like squeezing out the juice from grapes, like squeezing out the oil from olives. And here, the Meloche consists in squeezing out the fluid from the pickle. So it is Hamanesh. Apparently, according to this, you see, he's not Mishabim to the source. But the question is this. What is the Meloche, what is the source of Meloche of Dosh? When you squeeze out the juice from grapes, the oil from olives, then the melocha consists, that we are discussing that question. Does the melocha consist in obtaining the juice from the echo, or the melocha consists, the choice of melocha consists that in making the echo free of the juice? Whether the Tzuras HaMloche consists in obtaining the juice from the Echo, or the Tzuras HaMloche consists in making the Echo divested of his juice. If we say that the Tzuras HaMloche consists in obtaining the juice from the echo, so since he's not interested in the juice will go evil. He just to squeeze it out on the floor, not interested. He only wants the pickles to be divested of juice. He doesn't like pickles that are saturated with vinegar or with juice. He wants a juice-free. He wants the pickles to be divested of the vinegar. Without any vinegar, then we can. And if the Tzuras HaMloche consists in obtaining the mashke from the echo, some ladies consider Reni Yitzchava. If we accept Rashi Shiva in Reni Yitzchava, why that aims Mishabim doesn't mean only if he's Mishabim to the pool of the Torah, but Mishabim means that he's Mishabim to the Tzuras HaMloche. And what is the Tzuras HaMloche? The pool is to squeeze out the juice. And he's Mishabim to squeeze out the juice, no matter what his intention is, whether his goal is that the pickles should be divested of vinegar, or the goal is to have vinegar. The puller is the same. The puller is to squeeze out. But the Tzuras HaMloche consists, so from this basis it appears, the Tzuras HaMloche Mifari does not consist in divesting the pickles from the vinegar. But the Tzuras HaMloche consists in obtaining the vinegar from the pickles. Just as the stubble again, what is the Tzuras HaMloche in squeezing out wine, grape juice, in making the grapes divested of the juice? It's not the stubble. So the Tzuras HaMloche of the Geiri consists in obtaining wine from grapes, in obtaining oil from olives, but he's interested in, he's not interested in the vinegar. The vinegar will go evil. He's interested in making the pickles divested of any vinegar.
He doesn't want pickles that have vinegar.
I mean, he wants pickles that are vinegar-free, divested of vinegar. So mele, he's not mishaving to Mishra Sambach. He's mishaving to the puller of the vinegar. But he's not mishaving to the Tzura Sambach. So, and it's Oyech Kislev. He's not mele from it. Even though it's a pain, he's not mele from it. Because as far as he is concerned, so the vinegar can be absorbed by the character, whether it is absorbed, not absorbed. It doesn't matter. He's not interested. So he's not mishaving to the church. And it's v'yich kislev, so it should be muter. So it should be muter. And the kodesh v'yavi should be oser. So there's the kash again for you. So it's a raya to the whole sheep. So, So there is no melochedon altogether, because in the case where he's not interested in the juice, in the vinegar, so then the vinegar that he squeezed out does not have a shemash. If he's interested in the vinegar, so then it acquires special shivas because he's interested. But if he's not interested in the vinegar, so it's like part of the pickle that he's not interested in, you know. Sometimes a person likes one part of the pickle and doesn't like the other part. He likes the middle of the pickle, but not at the beginning of the pickle. So here too, so in other words, if he's not interested in the vinegar, so even if there are one level, the vinegar is not considered as much. If he is interested in the vinegar, then on the Rabbanu level, it acquires a special status, the vinegar, because it's interested. So it acquires a shemash, so it's not to call the yichas on the Rabbanu level. The Rai say, it is to call the yichas anyway, but it is not even interested in the vinegar. And as far as he is concerned, it can go immediately. So in other words, it's like coming up from the top of the pickle, because he doesn't like the top of the pickle where he had the step. Certain people don't like the part of the fruit where there is the step, even though he can eat the rest, not to eat the stem, but they don't like it. So melee, it's only if that's silly. This is what it is. ואין הריב מצינו נאמה בלבדי בדווקא כבושים שם ואבא נסחת מלך מודיח לדי יפחס ואין שימש כאלו כי גם רינון דאפילו נאים פתרבו so the question is when he's interested in the vinegar he should be חי לחתו so why is it different can obtaining the wine or the oil from the grapes from the olives. The answer is, even when he's interested in the vinegar, so on the right level, it still doesn't require shemash. Only wine and oil have a special shivas. They are unique. But when other juices, so don't have a special shivas. So it's in the army, so in Meile, it's a holy chas. ואמרים על אפילו מיני הם פות רבולוס ואיד יש להימה יכול דובו שעוד מי סבי מי זי לשייך למימה השם עוד יסחי לסבור אל כיבי דרדס כיבי ואיסי ורוחת שנה לו את שבת כאן אני תארץ לדס בוא נפשך הקום תגרי פסיכרי של יחפס להם
מי דרבוני מסקנסילות מסחבים, סבוקן ויתאר את זה. ובכל דבר, שאוי סמימנטית לשייך לנשם ישראל, הוא איזינטרס את ודה, היא שייך לגזר של ישראל, ענת, אני דרבון הלבו, סוף סקרי שגלו יחפס להסקנסילות מסחב. אני דרייס לבו, אני סקרי שגלו יחפס להסקנסילות מסחב. But I'm the Rabbon or Lebo, even in situation of life, but it's kind of a mishabe. So what if there is no Shoshe Shem in Israel? So it's much, much from this base yes, because we have to understand. The real is not healing, and the whole Ruchan is the Reise. We show in the case yes, in Shabbos Vavdim, in Shabbos Vavdim, in Shabbos Vavdim, in Shabbos, in Yomid, in Yomid, so it's chilek and the Oruch and the Reiseret. Whereas the Oruch Shita is, that only Tzikre Shein Michale is considered the Shabbat. So Shita of this is all these places. Shabbat Vadimu, Vatanei, Vatudimu, Vatavon Dalek is, that every Tzikre Shein, even Tzikre Shein or Yichus Lein, is considered the Shabbat for the Reise. But the Shita of the Rii, we have to understand Monefshah. Chachomim don't. Just Chachamis different than the Reise. On the contrary, whenever Chachamim are Misakim in Takone, so called it in Rabbonim came the Reise. So, if on the Reise the real breathing dog, that only its creation in Michale is considered Mishavim. But its creation in Michale is not considered Mishavim, so why should the Chachamim in Misakim in Takone? And Rabbonim it is considered Mishavim. Chachomim never do such a thing arbitrarily. They always have a reason if it is different than the dinator. They have a reason. So in the Hanami, according to the reason, inasmuch as on the Reisler, there be a reason though that only Tzikreshe Michale is considered Mishavim, but Tzikreshe Michale is not considered Mishavim. So maybe on the Rabbun level it should not be considered Mishavim either. Why should the Chachomim change the dinator? But not that in the Rabbunim it's considered Mishavim. If in the Reise it's considered Mishavim, so in the Rabbunim it's also considered Mishavim. But in the Rabbunim, because of the Zere, maybe he will do it because of the Mamish. So the Chachomim asked it, not because with the Rabbonim it's considered Mishavim, but with the Rabbonim it's also a written though it's a Mishavim. The Chachomim asked it, we find certain things the Chachomim asked it, even there is no situation altogether because of the Zeir Hashem in Israel. For example, what it is mentioned, in other words, if somebody goes bathing, private pool is not allowed to stop it by Alunkis to reveal the other. Why? He's not allowed to bring it in his hand because of the Zera Shema Yisrael. So the Pshat that the Rabbonon, if he carries it, so he's considered like being Mishavim, Yisret Chasvisholem. His aim is Mishavim, he doesn't do anything that is in the Lochem itself, not in the Rabbani Lochem. But it's a special Zeir, it's not in the Lochem. It's a special Zeir, not to bring it in his enemy. Zeir Hashem Yobel Yisrael. So here too, by every situation of Yichpes Lay, by every situation of Yichpes Lay, let's take an example of special Yichpes Lay. Somebody will wash his hands upon the lawn of the chaver. And it's not such a devoted friend that is following. So Tzikreshul Yichpes Lein. According to the Oruch, it's Mura Tzikreshul Yichpes Lein. We don't have to feel it. According to cases in Shabbos, Dab Kimu, Dab Kukimu, Dab Hain Hei, so it's Mura Tzikreshul because of Melocha Shem Tzikreshul Yichpes Lein. It's just in the Rabbanon, because Melocha Shem Tzikreshul Yichpes Lein. It's Rabbon. According to the read, so it's also in the Rabbanon, because the situation of the Yichpes Lein is also in the Rabbanon. But not because in the Rabbanon it's considered Mishavim.
But mit Rabbon Mitzosea, the thief will not allow him to pour his hands, to pour water over his hands and the lawn of his friend. So next time, next Shabbos, he might be tempted to pour, not only next Shabbos, even this Shabbos, an hour later, to pour water over his hands and his own lawn, too. Not because Mid Rabbon is considered this Shabbos. So now, briefly, according to the Vi, who agrees with the Oruch on the right level, so that means he agrees with the Oruch that on the right level, situation of the is considered in Shabbos, but he's Chilik on the Rabbonon level. So it's not that on the Rabbonon level he's Chilik on the Oruch, and he says that, whereas the Oruch says that even on the Rabbonon level it's considered in Shabbos, so the Vi says, and at the Rabbonon level, secretion of the Vi is considered Mishraven. Now, the Vi also agrees with Oruch that if it is, and at the Reiser level, considered in Mishraven, so now at the Rabbonon level, it's also considered in Mishraven. But, and at the Rabbonon, it is also, even though it's in Mishraven, because of his special Zere, that if we allow him to do it, the Are the Chavrei, he'll do it, the Are the Eto. And then there will be Loch at the Reiser, special Zere. That's why he says, So why is Nidam Aremes in the Beres Bideo? So the question is now, when one question is, but we should, the Shaila is, it's a special Yichtesler. The implication being, if we say that a special Yichtesler is without, then we can understand why Nidam is not in Aremes the Beres Bideo. Why shouldn't it so then we understand, even though by cloth, so there is a loch of Yosef Zerukit, we say, but that's only Shayach when he's having to soak the beget in water. But when the needle, let's say, goes into a mikveh, in a bathing suit, let's say, it goes down. So she's not mishavenes to moisten the bathing suit, but it happens by itself. She is just mishavenes to immerse himself in water. That the goof should be moistened, not that the bathing suit should become wet. In the contrary, she would appreciate it if the bathing suit wouldn't become wet. So, but it's exikreishe. But it's exikreishe. The leich beslei, so it's muka. But according to the Vi, that exikreishe the leich beslei is muka. Is mutar in kol atir kule. The situation of Yich Peslein is mutar according to the Vi and Sar, the situation of Yich Peslein is also in the Rabbon, is also in the Rabbon. So why is Nide allowed to be developed with Godel and Chatzchile? So that we say, because here is Rachayach to be gazing Shemo Yisrei. Because Kodomo shall be made to be made to be Shayach the name of Hashem of Yisrael. It's for a king of that king of Yisrael, or that he is a man of Sayai, or Hashim of Shem of Yisrael. Vas Yishapir Ahid Yimidem Eremel Yidgar 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 by Nidam Meren is very good there, there is another telling. Hosom the Mitzvashan, of Yoruch Pirish Roshnacher, Mitzvahise, the Mizaise. So the Oruch has another explanation for Mitzvahise and Mizaise. Not like Rashi's Pshat, a red, a folded piece of red that is used as a cork in the jug, let's say, of wine. But, Stimas Gidi Shal Sheikho, also Ladeko, the Shemot Tibati Lastime Itzaladis, Yosekwibishab. according to the first Lashon Noach, and according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Melochim, so Chayisim and Zayisim, involves, what kind of Melochim does it involve, so Chayisim and Zayisim? Schita. Whether it's Schita of Meladim, or the Schita of Mifarek, so that is discussed by Thesis. But of Schita. But then, according to the second Lashon Noach, it involves the Meloche of Tikkun Keilim. In other words, also Adeiko Dishemo Tivati Las Tine Tlagizis V'yase Kri V'Shabes, because that thread will become bottled to the disease and will become incorporated in the Keilim, like patching up a Keilim. Suppose you patch up a Keilim like this, the Keilim leaks. So if you patch it up, so then it can bleed. So you are giving the Keilim. So that too, we ask it to be Shabbos. Then we are already, they are done. Then we die to the battle, from the Shasan Oche, my psychiatrist, Shaykh Khan, the other is a big, in his Hamala says it. Monekshah, if his intention is that thread should remain there all the time, not that it should be used as a cord to be taken out whenever you want to pour out a little wine, and then to prevent that. But he wants to clog it up so that it should remain there all the time. So then it's not a question of psychiatry, then it's mishab mamish. If his intention is that this leg should remain there all the time, never to be pulled out, so then it's mishab mamish. We have basically mishab mamish being the aim. The main title of the show, and if his intention is not to clog it up permanently for good, but just to clog it up, but to be taken out whenever he'll be interested in drawing out a little bit of wine, so what kind of meloche does he do? In case we have a situation that sent a clip. Yishlim abideicha, shu mishabein livatlo, vein mishabein lasis kli, yishaya beitikreishe, hoyo vein mishabein ligamre lasis kli. In other words, what does it mean? Why does it say deicha? Monesha, this is likely, okay, so it's not a deicha. What it means is, in other words, suppose his tentative intention is, tentative intention is to plug it up, not to use it whenever, I mean, he wants to draw out one. But if there is a possibility that he might change his mind later on and to use it as a cord, his tentative, his present intention is not to use it as a cord, but to catch it up. And how will we empty out, draw out wine? So we make another opening. That is his tentative intention. But the possibility is not excluded that sometimes in the future he might decide to use this rag as a cork. Some melee should is hardly that long. Then mischav lasis kli, yishaya beitzik reishe, hoyo den mischavan ligamre lasis kli. All right, we leave it here. Now, tomorrow, so you should be ready. I'm going to take this, and you look up the Gemara in Shabbos, Yishlim Oshot in Dach of Zion. Yes, the thesis mentions, the bottom page of Yishlim in the Lecho, and also on the thesis of Yitir Shavut Kol Tera. Look up the Gemara in Beitzeh. The Gemara in Beitzeh, that you say. So you should be ready up to Omar Achelbe, Omar Avine, Omar Avayu Vazadbe, Omar Av, Achas Tula, Achas Almono, Tula Brocha. Now I would like to see Kaddish, and then I'd like to have a movement. Doesn't make any sense to just a rationalization. Even in coping with the riches of the Sinai Yisrael.
We've carried Malach Mitzrayim. We still have to exercise. Not only Tzedek Kenemes, justice, righteousness, and even sometimes retribution. But we also have to exercise Chesed and Shalom. But in coping with Karim Malach Mitzrayim, with the hostility of Tzedek Yisrael, while we have to exercise both, but the predominant midas have to be the midas of Moshe, not the midas of Moshe. The midas of Tzedek and Emes. Heim amdabrim al kare melach Mitzrayim, v'heitzi ez mei Yisroel mi Mitzrayim, hu Moshe v'arayim. Moshe first! And Aaron later. But in Pasuk above, where the Torah deals with the mission to cope with the Jews themselves. Similarly, servant of Jews who consider Mitzrayim as an Erezoros Chol Vosh. Jews who have self-hatred. Still, we have to, in coping with them, we have to exercise the midas of Moshe, of Tzedek and Emes, and the midas of Aaron, of Chesed and Shalom. But in that task, in that encounter, so Aaron's first, the midas of Chesed and Shalom are first, and then the midas of Moshe, of Tzedek and Emes. So this is the meaning of the Chazal. Yesh mikene shemagdim Aaron l'meshe, yesh mikene shemagdim yesh el Aaron, leim alechosh yesh kulim zeh. Not that personality-wise, Moshe and Aaron are shkolim chasvi sholom. No one was shakul k'nei. No one! But, as far as the midas, symbolized by Moshe and symbolized by Aaron, are concerned, for shkolim. Sometimes, the midas of Moshe are the predominant midas. And sometimes, the midas of Aaron are the predominant midas. This is the meaning of the Megillah. וימר אבישם אל ארן, לאיך לקרס מוישה המדבורו, וילך ולתישהו בער, לקים ולישך להם. It was a rendezvous in the end, between Moshe and Aaron. That meeting represented a meeting of the midas of Moshe and the midas of Aaron. Chesed ואמס נפגשו. צדק ושולה עם השחר. Let's analyze this Pasuk in Kohelet, because this Pasuk in Kohelet is followed by another Pasuk, a remarkable Pasuk. Every Pasuk is remarkable. When I say remarkable Pasuk, I only mean that it is a Pasuk in which it is important to delve into. Pelech Pehei, Posit Yudalef, and Posit Yudbeis. This was Bemeth Nikoshu. Emes Miyaretz Titzmoch, the Tzedek in Shammai Mishu. Apparently, Posit Yudbeis is explanatory of Pasuk Yudalef. And it is to be noticed that in respect to the seemingly apparent dichotomy and disharmony that exists between Chesed and Emes, the Torah says, employs the expression Chesed v'emes nikosh. Chesed, generosity, v'emes, and truth met, not embraced each other, but they met in respect to the dichotomy, the seeming dichotomy between tzedek, justice, righteousness, and shalom, peace. David HaMelech employs the expression Tzedek v'shalom mashaka. They kissed each other. They embraced each other. There is a difference between Nivgosho and mashaka. Franklin Delano Roosevelt met with Stalin many times. It was Nivgosho. But never was it mashaka. Never was it mashaka. Nivgosho. President Reagan and Gorbachev, I think, also met. So it was Nivgosho, but mashaka. Far from mashaka. Fortunately, far from mashaka. So, why is it? You know, of course, when modern Jewish leaders meet with Christian leaders, they are ready to give all kinds of concessions, at all costs. Not at the cost of their own comfort, that's not. But all costs, even giving up territories in Israel. Why not? It will not touch them. Why not? So, many times, two conflicting parties meet, they negotiate, and sometimes, so they manage even to make mutual concessions to each other. But they don't embrace each other. They don't make an alliance. There is such a difference, such a divergence between Nivgosho and Mashaka. Apparently, according to this pasuk in Tehillim, between Chesed and Emes, there can be a meeting. There can be negotiation. There can be slight concessions, but not mashaka. Between Tzedek and Shalem, not only can there be a meeting, there can be mashaka. There can be an alliance. Why? Why? Now, in order to understand this person, we have to understand first the scope of Tzedek and the scope of Emes. Superficially, it appears that Tzedek and Emes are the same thing. He just changes some shitot. Well, the Goyim says there is no such thing as changes some shitot. Every word has its own distinct meaning. But the Shemis Hamshitav Tzedek Tzedoko Mishpot can be classified among the Shemis Hamshitav, but Tzedek and Emes, I'm not aware. And even if they are classified Shemis Hamshitav, as the Goyim says, Shemis Hamshitav also are not the same. Every one of the Shemis Hamshitav has its own distinct meaning. So we have to know what is tzedek and what isn't. I think that this is also pointed out in the next passage. Emes mi'aretz titzmoch v'tzedek mishamayim mishkof. The emes, the truth, has to sprout forth from the ground, from the soil, from the earth, like a plant, like a tree. Tzedek, justice, righteousness, mishamayim mishkof, has to be beheld from the skies above. The tzedek is not to be visualized as something that should sprout forth from the ground like a tree, like a vegetable, but has to be perceived as something appearing in the skies above. Why? Now there is a matter of gracious that when the Rebbein Shalom decided to create the world, so then the Chesed said, the great man, it's not to inspect the world at large, to inspect the man. So the Chesed says, Yibor, it's a good idea to create man, because Gimel Chasad, man is innately a Gimel Chasad. Then he said, no, Al Yibor, because man innately is not in chance. Chesed, yes. Chesed is an innate quality. Emes, innately every person likes to make compromises. It's more convenient. To be wicked is not even a practical thing. One who has practical wisdom knows of the concept that prevails among many American politicians. Live and let live. Why be wicked? So stupid to be wicked. But the emes, that's very hard. That has to be cultivated. So the emes said, Al Yibore, it's deep ashkoi. The human being innately is disposed to be deep ashkoi. Not to be sincere, not to be genuine. To use double talk. That's human nature. Now Sakur is both. Not all lesser emes, the Shtichi Lord. He took the emes and he dropped it on earth. Shenema, emes mi eretz itzmo. What's the concept in this seemingly strange Agudas Chazal? Of course, it's not the realistic shooter. The emes dropped it to the earth. Shenema, emes mi eretz. But Chazal are trying to point out that in order that the world should survive, so then we cannot insist upon the whole emes should be realized at once. Then the world will not survive. The emes, of course, the aspiration is to be called the emes. But the emes can be achieved gradually, like planting a tree. It takes a long time. You seed, and many seeds you put in the soil, they don't result in the outgrowth of a tree. Only you put in 100 seeds, so one of the 100 will result in the outgrowth of a luscious tree. But most of the seeds that are put in the ground do not give such good results. And then, even if it results, so it's a gradual process. You can't plant a tree now and enjoy the fruits next day. Certain trees, so it takes 70 years, the Gemara in times mentions a charuvim tree, a carob tree. So it takes 70 years. When Chini Amago fell asleep, So he observed how a man was planting a harubim tree. When he woke up 70 years later, he saw how a person was enjoying the fruits of the tree. It's not such a simple thing. And it's not a specific thing. There are certain fanatics. They advocate a revolution. Immediately. The MS, as they understand it. Of course, most of the time it happens to be the epitome of Shekha. But the MS, as they understand it, communism. They understand it. So, to them, this represents the essence of MS, what they want. At all costs. My mother, Zechen Levorach, had told me a story about Trotsky, Leon Trotsky. He was together with Lenin in the Bolshevist Revolution. So in the years 1903, 1904, 1905, many Jewish youngsters were involved in the revolutionary endeavor to overthrow the Tsarist regime. And Trotsky was already considered a leader, you know, on the Bolshevist revolutionary idea. Some Jewish leaders visited Leon Trotsky. He believes in communism. But if the Bolshevist goal will be carried out, it will involve so much bloodshed against the Jews, because Jewish anti-Semites will make pogroms, and hundreds and maybe thousands of Jews might Chas v'Shalom be killed. Trotsky answered them, if the Bolshevist revolution has to be lived, if the wheels of the Bolshevist revolution have to be lubricated in the blood of the Jewish people, let the wheels be lubricated more and more. More and more, he said. He was a fanatic. Why? Because he didn't believe in emes me'aretz Yisroel. No, I'm Chas v'Shalom, and no one will appreciate me that I consider Bolshevism, communism, as emes. But he considered it as emes. But if he hadn't been a fanatic, he would understand. You believe in Bolshevism, but why don't you try to convert the human society into a communistic society? Gradually, gradually, through legislation, step by step, to sow seeds, and sell the idea of communism to the people, to the masses, so that through democratic processes, so in every country, the government will be based upon communist ideas. Now, if the Bolshevist revolution requires blood and blood, let the wheels of the Bolshevist revolution be lubricated with the blood of every people, and especially with the blood of the Jewish people. Of course, everybody is very generous at the expense of the blood of the Jewish people. So, he didn't understand, he was a fanatic. He didn't understand the meaning of emes me'aretz Yisroel. So in regard to emes, it's me'aretz Yisroel. We cannot achieve emes by the whole world, by other people, immediately. It has to be done gradually, in a nice way, Derech HaSholem, by conviction, by education. And sometimes, and that's the Derech HaTorah, Emes has reference to the conversion of the whole world, of imparting the truth to other people. That's me asking. You can't achieve it by force. You can't. But the tzedek, Yishamayishka. But when it's a question, tzedek has reference to a just and righteous behavior by the individual himself. Never mind the other people, but by the individual himself. If, let's say, a certain doctor now, United States, I mean, of course, a blessed country, I mean, which other country is so dedicated to chesed and to justice on a domestic level, not on an international level, unfortunately, but on a domestic level as the United States. On an international level, unfortunately, it's not dedicated to chesed of justice at all, in any way. But on a domestic level, the United States is dedicated to chesed, to justice and to righteousness more than any other government in the world. But, unfortunately, in the last few decades, very unfortunately, to the shame of the American people, the United States Supreme Court has rendered certain decisions in regard to abortion that made abortion like, you know, an ice cream cone. It's a matter of taste. That's all. If a woman decides that she is to have an abortion because she doesn't want to bother with too many children, she has two children, that's enough. Then, unexpectedly, she'll give birth to another child, she doesn't want it. So, she can go to a doctor, have an abortion, without an hardship situation happening. It's very unfortunate. It's a perversion of justice, a perversion of justice, a perversion of righteousness. It involves an element of shechazdami, and shechazdami is one of the isurim that are universal, they apply to all men. It's of designs in the nega. Very unfortunate in the United States of America that happened. So I get childless in Chicago. I give lecture every month to doctors, and at almost at every lecture there are about 40 doctors who attend the lecture. And the 40 doctors are not just Shemir Shabbos. I remember 50 years ago when it was mentioned to me or to anybody that doctor is Shemir Shabbos, that was such an unusual phenomenon, doctor is Shemir Shabbos. Today, in Chicago itself, we have about 80 doctors. And the least of them has gone through a yeshiva high school education. The least of them. Many of them are Mochim, and Torah, follow up with the Hayomi, and Hudam Bitsibu, and everything. I mean, so many. So, I sometimes get tired. Sometimes I get tired. Let's say, a doctor is in a situation, and gets called from a patient of his. She wants to have an abortion. Why? Not because of the heart situation. Has to show. Nothing at all. She just doesn't want to bother. She wants to work. Not that she needs to work in order to make a living. Her husband might even be a millionaire. But she likes to work. She wants to be a career woman. So because of that, she wants to have an abortion. Of course, the doctor doesn't like it. But he's only a beginner. He's a resident in the hospital. And if he will, and if you refuse, so defy it. So of course, what is the fact? Under no circumstances. Might be shyly. According to Rambam, maybe it's your goyader also, according to Rambam. Another issue not. But just like this, in order to preserve the job, has to show. So that's tzedek. That's a question of tzedek. So, tzedek. Tzedek mishamayim mishka. When it's a question of the person himself, can he perpetrate an act that involves a perversion of justice, chas v'shalem? As far as Sedev is concerned, there is no excuse. It has to be very true. Now, Mishamayim Nishkaf, don't look down upon the earth whether the tzedek sprouts forth or not. So, unfortunately, the tzedek does not as yet sprout forth from the earth. But Mishamayim, what does it say? We have to behold the idea of justice, the idea of righteousness, as it appears to us in all its brightness and in all its glory, high in the skies, above space. What does it say? Never mind. You'll lose your position. You want to be a doctor? She wants to be a doctor. So you'll be a carpenter. You're smart enough to become a doctor. You'll certainly be smart enough to be a carpenter. And even if you want, so you'll be a pauper. So you'll be a chazal apsochim. Shonoch in the day of Paschins, that if somebody forces a Jew to be either unloved, even if he has to give up all his property and remain in a chazal apsochim all his life, so he has to do it. Tzedek mishamayim mishka. Tzedek is reference to the just and righteous behavior by the individual himself, not vis-à-vis others, not to impart the message of justice and righteousness to others. Don't look down to earth. What the Supreme Court of the United States decided. Never mind what the Supreme Court. Never mind what the media says. Never mind what the newspaper says. Of course the newspapers will say that an abortion, that's the business of the woman. It's nobody's business. Nobody's business. I mean, modern people certainly cannot deny that a fetus is a living soul. Modern people deny that. Every child in the first grade in kindergarten knows that once fertilization takes place, so it's already considered, according to science, as a living being. And a fetus, after 40 a day, certainly, even the brain is born the 40 a day. And that's probably the reason, I think, as to why the halacha declares a fetus as at 40 years. The age of audience, because the brain is formed embryologically at the age of 48. So whatever, everybody knows, but still, it's the woman's business. So you'll have to look at the Supreme Court decision, the way the idea of justice is interpreted by the Supreme Court of the United States. Nonsense! Tzedek mishamayim mishka. Look up, raise your eyes above, and consider what does the divine idea of justice and righteousness of Tzedek imply. What does it say? The divine idea of justice and righteousness. Tzedek mishamayim mishka tells us, under no circumstances, perhaps in your vayavos, perhaps in your beloved, but certainly not any other harsh situation can dispense with the obligation not to do away with the life of a fetus. Mishamayim neshkat, not neshkat. But the question, no doctor ever asked me this question, but there are some, not Jews, I don't know whether I should say fortunate or unfortunate, I'm tempted to say unfortunately, because how is it that there are Jews who are ready to demonstrate against everything, against apartheid, will demonstrate and they'll scream and they'll demand sanctions. How is it there are no Jews who volunteer, very few Jews, to demonstrate against the abortion clinics. So you can say, fortunately, because it's a mathematical approach to demonstrate and to utter, you know, impolite expressions against the Supreme Court, it's not consistent with Dahato. So it's fortunate, but it's unfortunate, because in view of the fact there are so many Jews who demonstrate against apartheid and do not demonstrate against the abortion. But no doctor ever has been such. I don't know, I say fortunately for myself that no one asked me such a child. But if a doctor were asking me, should I participate in a demonstration against the abortion clinics and to utter slogans that are not most polite, I would tell him, no. Emes mi eretz ditzma. It's not that somebody wants you to perform an abortion. You want to demonstrate, to impart in a radical way, in a drastic way, the message of Emes to everybody. No, that shouldn't be a fanatic. Emes Melsis, that's not the way to get a reversal of the Supreme Court decision. The way is Mieretz. You have to sow the seeds by educating the children, the youngsters, by imbuing them with moral values. They shouldn't think that moral and spiritual values are matters of taste. Some like ice cream, some don't like ice cream. Some like, Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? What was it? The Machlakes. I don't remember. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, I really don't remember. It was a big Machlakes. The first Pepsi-Cola. The first box of Coca-Cola or the second Coca-Cola. There was a big Machlakes. What is it? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, like Pepsi. There was no Machlakes in the about of Pepsi-Cola. So, Coca-Cola. So, moral values, spiritual values are like Coca-Cola. So some like the first Coca-Cola, some like the second Coca-Cola, and some don't know, I mean. So moral values, spiritual values are like Coca-Cola today. Coca-Cola today. So, you'll demonstrate. So what do you accomplish? You'll be declared as a fanatic. Sometimes you might even be put in the clinic. So, Emes Meretz, if it's a question of your own behavior, so Tzedek Neshama Mishkan, then you don't have to look at the ground, whether the Tzedek is planted or not. It's not attached to the ground. So what? But Neshama Mishkan, the concept of justice, righteousness, appears in all its glory, in all its brightness. High above all the planets, Mishamayim, Tzedek, Tirno. So why should we worry about the United States Supreme Court decision? And even if the alternative would be to be put in prison, so a doctor should not agree to perform an abortion. But MS, it's a question of demonstration. Of imparting it to others, then we are. You have to be realistic. Tishen shemitzvah leimad, dovar hanishmo, kach mitzvah shaloi leimad, dovar shein hanishmo. Why not? Chiyach. The answer is, emes meretz. You cannot convey the message of truth to other people. Who get service. So, Emes mi eretz ditzma, bitzedek mi shomayim mishkan. That's the reason as to why the Pasuk says, chesed emes mi goshu, tzedek mi shalom mishkan. In respect to the conflict that exists between chesed and emes, there is always a conflict. There is a conflict between, I mean, I'll use these expressions, even though I hate to use these expressions. There is a conflict between Arthur and Judaism, on one hand, and conservative and reform Judaism. I hate to use these expressions, because when somebody uses the expressions, it might be interpreted that there are three denominations in Judaism. That's the most ridiculous concept that I read in the newspapers. Three denominations: conservative, reform, Orthodox. Everybody asks you that question. He asks you also, are you Orthodox? Are you an Orthodox rabbi? Or you are a reform rabbi? A stewardess asked me only a week ago whether I'm Orthodox or reform, because she knew, she gave me a meal and I refused to take it. Of course, it wasn't a kosher meal. So she asked me, you are an Orthodox rabbi, not a reform rabbi? I said, yes. Anyway, so I hate to use these expressions, because there is no such thing as a conservative or reform Judaism. That's a misnomer. Conservative reform Judaism, that's a falsification of Yados in the most despicable way. But what should I do? That's part of the lingo today. So there is a conflict between Orthodox Judaism on one hand and conservative and reform Judaism on the other. So then the question is, what should we do? What should we do? How should we cope with it? So, should we be generous towards reform Jews? Of course! We have to be generous towards reform Jews, towards assimilated Jews, towards everybody! And I mentioned the OU Convention. Years ago, when Alexander and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted to die on the electric chair for espionage activities, so then Harav Herzog, Harav Herzog, and Harav Uziel and the Chazon Ish sent cables to the outgoing president Truman, and incoming President Eisenhower, to commute their sentence. And why was he convicted to die in the electric chair? Because George Kaufman, a conservative Jew, in order to show his patriotism to the American patriots, so he convicted Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg to die on the electric chair, even though Professor Oppenheimer, who certainly was the greatest expert on nuclear secrets and the atomic bomb, he said it was impossible, physically impossible for a person who was not a great scientist to convey any important information in respect to the atomic bomb to Soviet Russia. It's just impossible. In other words, it wasn't even true. Oppenheimer said it. And Oppenheimer knew better than George Kaufman. But George Kaufman, see, of course, he wanted to make a show of Yeshua retributions against an American spy for Soviet Russia. So the Chazon Ish and the Rav Herzog and the Rav Uziel persevered in sending cables, and they even made telephone calls to save the life. And someone mentioned, oh, well, he's an atheist, they're atheists. Chazon Ish told him, never mind, they're atheists. The Chazon Ish mentioned it in the Sefer that the whole halacha of Megidin Remailin doesn't apply today. So when it's a question of chesed to reform Jews, assimilate Jews, even atheists, even mu'l achis, of course we have to exercise chesed. And we cannot say, for the sake of MS, how can we act generously towards apikorsim, towards reform Jews, towards atheists? No. There has to be a conciliation between chesed and MS, but only with kosher. Can be an izug between Torah Yados All right, let's call it Tavla Judaism. All right? Torah Yahadosh, and those who reject Torah Mashamayim, there cannot be no shock. We have to negotiate with them. Maybe in respect to certain matters, we can join. But has to show to make an alliance between Torah Yahadus and the Reform Rabbi? Has we show them a common destiny for Geos? For Geoshen? Has we show them? It is true that many of those who advocate this idea, they are motivated to Shem Shaman. They have the purest motives. I said it at the OU convention, and I'll say it again and again. They have the purest motives. But, as I said at the OU convention, what the Malach said to the Malach HaKazarim, Machshavticho ritzuyo yitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avol ma'asecho einom ritzuyem. The motive is sublime by some of them. Not all of them. There are some so-called modern Orthodox rabbis who do not have sublime, who are just advocating all kinds of alliances with Reform Jews in order to promote their own status in the eyes of the Reform Jews. I'm not talking about that. They don't deserve to be criticized. I am talking those who are motivated to Shem Shamayim, who have sublime motives to reduce Mamzeres to a minimum. And I know what havoc the Reformed, especially conservative rabbis, much more than the Reform, have done on a spiritual level to the Jewish people. I have all kinds of shilas in Chicago, shilas of Mamzeres, because of the havoc done by conservative rabbis. And I know now it was mentioned, I think, by the president of the Rabbinical Council of America, that according to the statistics, that every year there are 30,000 gaos taking place in the United States of America, exclusive of Canada. 30,000 gaos, and 2,000 of the 30,000 are carried out by Orthodox Rabbonim. By Orthodox Rabbonim. 28,000 are carried out by Reform rabbis and conservative rabbis, which is no gaos. That means that the Reform rabbis and the conservative rabbis are contaminating the Jewish people with spurious Jews. Chaos. I said at the OU convention that this is a ridiculous idea. It's like making the proposal at the convention of mathematicians. You know, everybody knows one doesn't have to be a mathematician. I'm not a mathematician, but I also know that. And I think that even a kindergarten child knows it. A triangle has 180 degrees. Suppose one mathematician will make a proposal at the mathematician's convention. Such great minds and such great mathematicians, they should work on a special project of constructing a triangle, not of 180 degrees, but 3 times as much, 540 degrees, 3 times as much, that will be an illustrious, glorious triangle, not just 180 degrees, but 540 degrees. How can you compare a regular triangle that has only 180 degrees with an illustrious triangle that has 540 degrees? So what is the answer by the mathematicians, all the mathematical geniuses? It's impossible. It's mathematically impossible. Halachically speaking, it's mathematically impossible to appoint a common destiny with representatives from the Orthodox denomination. Conservative Reform is ridiculous. By definition, a Bezdin consists of competent Balei Roye Yerei Elokim and kin galoche. That's by definition of it. You make a common destiny, consisting not only of Adela's posting, but of conservative posting, reform posting. So it's a triangle consisting of 540 degrees, not a triangle. It's not a Besdin. But the motive of Shem Shemayim to reduce Manzeras to minimum, and I know the problem, but they are making a big blunder. They are making a big blunder. This will not reduce Manzeras to minimum. This will escalate Manzeras to a maximum. But suppose it will reduce Manzeras to minimum. So, it cannot. It will be a perversion of Tzedek. So, Chas v'Shalom, Tzedek mishamayim mishkan. We cannot perpetrate a perversion of justice, of righteousness, in order to attain peace. So, Chesed v'Emes nifgash, there can be a meeting, we can talk, we have to be polite to them, we have to be generous to them, we have to do everything to help them to solve their problems, but Chas v'Shalom no shakol, Chas v'Shalom to have an alliance. But Tzedek v'Shalom, between real Shalom and Tzedek, there can be a real alliance. So Tzedek v'Shalom. I trust this.
They will not be able to be the Kabbalah and the Kaila. Even though the Eichon are out, if the person is going to touch in the Eichon, he will not become Tamei. If the person touches the Kleish Keres, he will not become Tamei. Now, let us go back to the Kasha here. We are going to say that by its full Yom Dishagas, the reason that has the power to topple Tamei is because a full Yom Dishagas, we are talking here about a person. So he has such a strong Kleish that he can become himself a Habasama. And even if we're speaking about a Kaili, which is a full Yom, now, what type of Kaili is Shaykh that should be a full Yom? Obviously not a Klei Kegah. The Klei Kegah doesn't help Tvila. Any other Tvila will help. So there, too, it has the Kayah to be a Habasama, because any other Kaili besides a Klei Kegah, if it should touch a Mez, it will be a Abatama, and it will have the Kayak to be Matama or them or other Kalim. So in any event, whether we are talking here about a full Yom, a person, or a Kali, a full Yom, by both these instances, they, even though here they are not a Abatama, even though here they are a full Yom Dishayat, thus they are a Rishulatama, but these Kalim have the possibility that they themselves, or the person has the possibility that he himself should become an avatama. It's that power to be metamei adam v'kelem. But this is why, when they are fully joined, the power to topple tuma. However, a shenila tuma, now what are we talking about a shenila tuma? What is time to be a shenila tuma? Now adam can't be a shenila tuma, kelem can't be a shenila tuma. A shenila tuma can only be by Eichlin. It is never shy that they should be a avatama with the power to be metama adam v'kelem. So therefore, could be that by a sheni l'tuma, it will not have the koyach to possible tuma. But the Gemara says that this kasha from full yayin is no kasha, because we are going to say that klei keres yechiyah. We see a klei keres also does not have the power to be metame adam v'kelem. As we said, that we then add that only something which tefillah will help can become a avatama to be metame adam v'kelem. However, a klei keres does not have that power to become a avatama to be metame adam v'kelem. And still we see that it has the power to pasul tuma. Not only is it going to pasul tuma, it is going to make the tuma a sheni, that is a klei keres, which became a Yishai Litzoma. In other words, there was a Shegez in the oven, the Klei Shegez. So the Klei Shegez became a Yishai. So if it is going to have in the obvious Tzoma, the Tzoma is going to become a Shani. So we see that even though it does not have the power to be the Tama other the Kalim, still it's the Tata Duma. And therefore, we cannot say that the reason why it's full Yom Tishay will Tata Duma is because full Yom Tishay has this Chomresh Kingdom in Ayavatama. We see by Eklecheres that it does not have that Chomresh. And it also Tata Duma. So therefore, we still have the Kalva Chaymer from full Yom Tishay. And we cannot say that the reason that full Yom Tishay is Hoysel this woman, because she came to many other summer, we see that this is not the cause of it. But a guy in Klecheres does not have that reason, and it is also possible to woman. But thus, we still have the Kalvachimer from Kolyayim Dishek. However, no. Not the Klecheres became a Tamamar demon. We cannot use Klecheres as a help to learn out the Kalvachimer from Kolyayim. Because what are we going to say? That we see that by Klecheres, despite the fact that it does not have the power of a Abba Tumma, to be the Tama other than the Caliph, still the din is that if it will touch Tumma, not only is it going to be possible, not only is it going to be possible of Tumma, it is going to make the Tumma for a shiny, we cannot use Klecheres, but well, because Klecheres has a different Kumra. Not like Klecheres, it came as Tama Ma'aviva. For something to become Tumma from a Klecheres, it does not have to touch actually the inside of the Kaila. Even if it is in the other of the Kaila, in the area of the Kaila, without actually touching the inside of the Kaila, it will also become Tama. So here we have a Kumra that Klecheres has that a Sheni does not have. So therefore, we cannot say that we should learn out. A Sheni we should learn out from a Tsuyon. And when we add that by a Tsuyon, it has a specific Chumra that it has the power to be in the Tama Adam the Caliph. It is possible that a full Yoim Yesh Demine Abatumah, that he can be in the Tama Adam the Caliph. Whereas by a Shane, it is not possible. So we say that we see by Klecheres, even though it does not have the power, it can also Hoysel Tumah. So we can say it right back. The Klecheres, however, has a different Chumra. We can say that the reason that a Klecheres the Tama Tumma is because a Klecheres has the Chumra that it is, the Tama Ma'avigoy. So on this, the Gemara replies right back, Vol Yoynichi. We cannot say that the reason why a Klecheres can't Tata Tumma is because of the Kaya that it has, that it is the Tama Ma'avigoy. We see that Vol Yoyn does not have that Kaya, and it could also Tata Tumma. So therefore, we are now going to try to find the common denominator, the common Chumra that is by both, which will enable us also to learn out Hashem. So the Chazak Adin, so we will keep on going back and forth. We are going to say for Yom Yisir, we're going to ask Talat for Yom Yisir, we're going to ask Talat for Yom Yisir, we're going to ask Talat we're going to go back and we're going to say, Talat for Yom Yisir, we're going to ask Talat for Yom Yisir, we're going to ask Talat for so we'll keep on going back and forth. So what are we going to wind up with? That's life.